Exercise 2B, page 108. Speaker 1.
When I was a child, I had a sweet tooth. Nowadays, though, I never eat confectionery of any kind. 5 years ago, my doctor diagnosed me with type 2 diabetes. Luckily, it's not that serious. I don't need injections or pills. All I need to do is watch what I eat, especially when it comes to sugar. Sometimes I miss not having a taste of a friend's birthday cake or ordering a dessert after a nice meal, but mostly it doesn't affect my daily life at all.
Speaker 2.
Recently, I watched a documentary film about the meat industry. I was really shocked by the treatment of animals on factory farms, so there and then, I decided to become a vegan. I stopped eating meat and dairy products completely. After a few weeks, though, I started to feel very weak and sleepy all the time. It was obvious that I wasn't getting the nutrients I needed on a vegan diet. So now, I'm a meat eater again. But I always make sure the meat I eat comes from animal-friendly farms.
Speaker 3.
Around 6 months ago, I went for a health checkup. Thankfully, my GP didn't find anything wrong with me. The only advice she gave me was to lose some weight. The problem is my mum cooks far too much fried food and red meat at home, and whenever I suggest we eat something healthy, my family looks at me as if I'm crazy. I don't have the time to cook my own meals, so there's not much I can do to change my eating habits.
Speaker 4.
Growing up, I never thought a lot about the food I ate. Basically, I just ate whatever my mother put on the table. Nowadays, though, I have to think about every meal and make sure that I get all the nutrients I need to stay fit and healthy. As a professional athlete, I eat a lot of protein to help me build muscle and a lot of carbohydrates to give me the energy I need to train hard. It would be nice to eat some fast food now and then, but I know I have to take care of my body.